following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Just in time for the holidays, the Home Depot has the Ryobi 18-volt lithium-ion drill kit for just $99, including a drill, two long-lasting lithium-ion batteries, a charger, plus a tool bag. It'll make a great gift Christmas morning, and great projects possible every other day of the year. So give the gift of doing with a Ryobi 18-volt drill kit just $99. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money is no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, the final Monday show before Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone. Now it's start. I got to start looking at my Christmas gift list now. I got to start thinking about maybe.
Oh yeah,
going
now's the time
presents.
To start. Yeah, yeah. Three weeks after Black Friday. There you go.
No, not start. Start. Think about starting.
Oh, okay.
Not start.
Oh yeah.
Why do you think they keep the businesses open all the way to Christmas Eve?
This was umpteen years ago. I remember one year I actually had to work Christmas Eve, and I went and drove to, and I won't give a free advertisement to it, but there was a business that advertised that they were open 24 hours, and this was kind of a rarity at the time. This is how long ago this goes. So I did my Christmas shopping when I got done with the 10 o'clock newscast on Christmas Eve. That's when I started, 10:30, Christmas Eve, drove an hour from where I was at to go start shopping. Right around midnight. No sense starting too early. I bought the best thing that one store had to offer for everybody on my list. It was a special Christmas.
Lottery tickets?
No.
In fact, it had to be before the.
I don't think we had the state lottery back then either. So no, that wasn't it. And by the way, the 6 year old I was buying for probably wouldn't have liked that too much.
Randy Bushcutter, Doug Duda with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Monday. Glad you've all made it through a weekend. A weekend that saw a lot of football. A weekend that saw a lot of basketball. The National Volleyball Championship going to Texas, which I'm sure thrills everyone anytime Texas wins anything. And the Dallas Cowboys won a football game. And the Miami Dolphins won a football game.
Yeah, yeah. And it's amazing. Red zone, they have all those plays. I think the Dolphins were on three plays the entire red zone yesterday. But there were some great matchups yesterday, and unfortunately the Jaguars and the Dolphins weren't one of them. And that night game last night, we gave up on it. We went and we watched, as a family, we looked at Christmas lights and got ice cream and, you know, did all that thing. You know, my daughter back from college, first full day that we really kind of had to hang out. So we went and did that. So I had the game DVR'd and it's like, okay, well, they're down by 28. Let's fast forward a little bit. And then they got the drive. I could kind of see that fast forwarding through the DVR. And then I was like, no, we got to watch all this. I mean, it really was engrossing game last night.
There was some good finish to that ball game last night. I am shocked. You just don't see that happen to the Patriots. So that's what was shocking.
No, down 31-3, that doesn't happen anywhere, especially at home.
And we've got 2 weeks to go, and it's going to be very exciting, as always. Of course, the holidays for me kind of take the football, when it's very important, kind of takes a back seat, because in between, we're going to be busy with holiday basketball tournaments. The college football bowls will be going. You'll get ready for the Huskers in the Capital One Bowl. They had their awards banquet on Friday, and much more, as they are now really concentrating on practice. They'll have a little time to go home for the holidays and then meet for Orlando. Mitch Sherman from ESPN.com, formerly the Omaha World Herald, but now with the mothership doing all kinds of college football and college sporting news. We'll talk with him at the bottom of the hour. Rest of the day is open to you if you'd like to join us for any reason. 888-455-ESPN. Love to hear from you. 888-455-3776. Or you can go to the Dent Popper inbox and email us, or you can Facebook us, or you can tweet Randy. I don't care how you do it, folks. We'd love to have you.
I love Twitter, by the way. I don't understand why you don't. I love Twitter. Now, Facebook is work.
Now, hold on.
There's homework involved in Facebook. But
here's
Twitter,
the deal
I like.
With Twitter.
Okay.
Here's the deal with Twitter. That's fine if you do it. That's fine. I have the feeling that that's just one more thing that I would have to spend time on looking at, and I'm sure at some point, I mean, I'm not going to ever get to the point where I'm doing the tweeting, I don't think. Maybe if it becomes part of work. But, I mean, I got enough to do with the game besides tweeting the score. I mean, you can listen to the score, you know, that kind of stuff. And once you start following people, well, how long would it take you to look at all your tweets all day long?
I have a limited number of people that I follow. I have a limited number of things that I follow. That's how I keep track of that. And I just kind of have a mental note in my head. I can't follow more people than are following me. I don't know if that's logical or not. But if it takes me very long to get caught up on Twitter, then I'm following too many people. That's my thought.
It's tough enough for me to get caught up on Facebook. So
yeah, see, and Facebook, you can go on every 2-3 days and I can get caught up.
And there's enough people that do both. They tweet and their Facebook.
Yeah,
it goes
yeah.
up on. And boy, is that annoying.
Well, there's only one person I'm following on Twitter that does that on Facebook as well. Right. And I know that, so I kind of skim through that one fairly quickly.
More than one?
I don't follow that many people, like I said.
I don't know what this means, but a personal email to you.
To me.
From Mark. He wants to know if you've got these Dolphins, what are they, pants?
Azubas!
What? I don't even know what that is.
There was, a few years ago, we were coaching our daughter's basketball team, like eighth grade basketball team. We kind of, and this was, and Brad Ellenbecker was still in town and from the Y, and we were coaching together. And he said, don't pin it on me, he said, if you guys win, if you play well, we'll wear our Zubas tomorrow. So we wore those old Zubas from like the 1970s. We wore those, I don't know, 6-7 years ago when our daughters were in eighth grade. And so I was at a tournament up in... I don't know
what those are.
You got to look. They look like zebra stripes, except they're always
okay,
team
all right,
colors.
All right, all right.
They're team colors. So they were aqua. They were aqua and orange. They were rather obnoxious, and I still have them, by the way.
Okay,
I still have them.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
I haven't worn them in 5 years, but I still have them.
I didn't know that's what they were called.
I threatened to wear them every once in a while to my daughter, but I have not worn them.
Hey, let's walk to school. speaking of orange, tonight, the basketball game that we'll be covering on Classic Hits 98.9 will be in Minden as the Whippets take on Boone Central Newman Grove. And so first it was Albion, and then Petersburg came in, that main Boone Central.
Right.
And then Newman Grove says, we want to play! And so that made Boone Central Newman Grove. But tonight, fans of both teams are being asked to wear orange to help raise funds for pediatric cancer research. Orange shirts have been designed for the event. It'll be sold in both communities, and there will be a Sloppy Joe feed tonight in the cafeteria during the game, so I will be there early.
And you're already wearing orange.
I'm a big fan of Sloppy. Yeah,
you're planning ahead.
Here's the deal. If I knew where to find some orange pants, not sweatpants, but some orange pants.
There's orange in my Zubas. There's orange in the Zubas. There
are. I'm afraid that they're not. That's not
going to work. Plenty of orange in my Zubas.
I'm not wearing sweatpants.
Oh. Well, they're not really.
Yeah, they are. If I knew where I could find them in my size, I would wear them tonight. I'll do the whole
thing. I bet you could find orange skinny jeans somewhere. Now, why they're in the men's section, I don't know, but I think that's where you could find them.
No. But anyway, it's tonight. Each community has at least one youngster that has been diagnosed with leukemia, and just with all the things that have been going on since this show aired on Friday across the nation, it's just one of those things that you can maybe help out the kids and help out all the folks that are affected by this. And tonight it's the pediatric cancer research, so I'll get my orange on, and it gets underway at 6 o'clock. JV games, of course, and then the varsity action. Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. So if you got some orange in the closet, wear it tonight, folks, if you're going to Minden.
That's kind of a neat deal that they do that, and as much as anything, it just kind of shows the support for people who are fighting a pretty tough battle.
And, folks, we'd love to have you join us on the program today here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. And speaking of Midway, what a great time we had at the PBR Challenge on Saturday night. And fun times. Our man Ben Jones didn't win it. Didn't get a very good draw. Had to have a re-ride. It just didn't go his way. But there were some good rides. And the rookie, or one of the new up-and-comers, Scotty Knapp, was your winner of the event on Saturday night. So a near-capacity crowd. I mean, I think it was a capacity crowd. And, you know, I wanted to get on the mechanical bull, but the line was so long.
Yeah.
That I said, you know what, I'll just kind of let everybody else enjoy their time. You know, I'm not too worried about it.
Well, I know you're not too worried about it. You didn't want to do it because you were scared.
Not worried. Not scared.
You were not even close to scared.
Concerned.
Nope. Concerned for your own personal safety. No. All right. We won't call that scared.
No.
Concerned for your personal safety. That's what we'll do.
Not even concerned that I'm going to look like a dork, because that's already taken care of when you crawl on it. Oh, when you walk in the arena. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Not concerned at all.
I think that'd be fun. I mean, it's one of those things. I don't know if it's on my bucket list, but it'd be one of those things that's kind of cool. I get to do a bucket list thing here in a couple months. I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Did you actually write one down?
No, I don't.
So, but
I mean,
you call it a bucket
I kind of mentally have a few things. There's a few sports venues I want to go to that I haven't been to. All right, there's a few of those. My wife and I have tickets to the Who concert. Now, they're not in their prime anymore, but it's still
Who?
The Who. Yeah, thank you. and we got good seats in Denver, so I'm going to be within, you know. I'm worried about Roger Daltrey spitting on me when he sings. Because, I mean, we're going to be right there, and I can't tell you how excited I am. It's kind of funny. We were driving around yesterday, as I mentioned, and I kind of mentioned, hey, I'm kind of looking forward to that. My daughter said, hello, are you really looking forward to that? I go, yeah, I'm pretty excited. And asked my wife, Kim, how about you? And it's like, yeah, okay, yeah, I'm pretty excited. Yeah, that's good. Not even close. Not even the same. Yeah. By the way, you can't play a Who song that I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't attempt to.
Yeah. Teenage Wasteland here. Bab O'Reilly is the actual name of the song.
Is Mary Lou going to be there?
Mary Lou?
Yeah, Mary Lou Who?
Oh,
in the Christmas spirit. I haven't seen the Grinch yet.
He's on.
I know the Grinch.
The half-hour version is still better than the movie.
Oh.
I have that in my DVR.
Yeah, the Jim Kid. No.
And again, by the way,
that's fine for the new kids.
All right,
the little.
By the way, there's three differences between the book and the half-hour-long show. One of them is the color of the thread that they use on Max's head. By the way, we had a dog for years. Name was Max. Name for the Grinch's dog. Can you tell that I'm kind of into it? I'm kind of into that book. I kind of like Dr. Seuss.
I'm wondering if anybody's still listening to this show. We're going to take a break here on the Duck and Daddy Show. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. We've covered
Zubas. We've covered
the Grinch, the Who, and
Dr. Seuss. Yeah, we've really
Orange.
Stretched ourselves. Yeah.
We've talked basketball. Oh, man, we've got so much more to talk about. And folks, you can always knock it down while you're chatting with the great gang that wants to take care of you with with a new or pre-owned vehicle at the Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You can check them out online. You're at home, you're at your office, you got some downtime. Click on thinkmidway.com. You can view the entire selection on both of their lots. Plus, you can pick up great deals. Maybe you just need your vehicle serviced. They'll get you in and out 30 minutes or less. They do it without an appointment. And if you are in the market for something different to drive, don't forget the 2013 Silverado 1500s have up to $7,500 off in rebates and Midway discounts. There are some Chevy Traverses in stock, including the new redesigned 2013 body style. And over at Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, $3,500 off select Chrysler 200s. And they've got a number of those in stock as well. It's the Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com, and more after this.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Tim Burke, this is The Hurt. Need a hand finding a gift for a do-it-yourselfer? This December, get your savings fix at Napa with some great deals on tools for the holidays. Pick up a gear wrench 7-piece ratcheting set in standard or metric on sale now at Napa for just $29.99. Or you can pick up a Crescent 5-piece locking plier set on sale now for just $26.99. Don't leave anybody on your list empty-handed this year. Hurry over to Napa, the handy place to get gifts for a handyman. See NapaOnline.com for details.
They say it's better to give than to receive. Well, at Navy Federal, we found a way to do both. With our Navy Federal Cash Rewards credit card, you can buy something nice for someone else and get cash back to spend smartly however you choose. And with low rates, no caps on the amount of rewards received, and no expiration on rewards, you get the most out of every dollar you spend. So now, you can give a little and receive a lot with rewards that really add up. To find out more, visit NavyFederal.org.
Next week, it's the last Monday night game of the season, and two teams trying to stay strong square off in Tennessee when the Titans take on the Jets. Hi, this is Kevin Harlan. Join Hall of Famer Dan Fouts and me live from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth in Nashville for all the action. The Jets are trying to keep their long shot playoff hopes alive after winning three of their last four. The Jets and Titans. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some sunshine continue across the area through the day today with a high temperature around 49. Winds out of the west will meanwhile stay at 5 to 10. Tonight with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to a low of 26. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 34.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter. Have you ever been one of Santa's helpers?
Of course.
I mean, have you put on the whole getup? Have you ever dressed up as Santa Claus,
yes,
I'm saying?
Yes, I have. Okay. Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
I'll leave it at that. Folks, don't forget the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza is now there for you with our grand prize from Russell's Appliance in Kearney. And don't forget, with that, this is separate, but don't forget, you can still get registered at Cunningham's Journal for our Russell's 70-inch TV, which I know you've been watching all of your favorite sporting events on display there at Cunningham's, plus the Super Bowl party. We had that all during the Husker lunches. You can find out more on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can pick up points to get more registrations. It's all there, along with our Bowl Bonanza, at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Producer Jeffrey has put together 25 bowl games, and here's the beauty. You don't have to rank them. You don't have to go by the point spread. You just have to pick the winners and the tiebreaker total points in the national championship game between Notre Dame and Alabama. Now, you have to go to our website and email your selections to us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, or Jeff has another email address. All the details, all the rules are right there at ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget, we've got prizes from Big Daddy's Deli and also Russell's Appliance and more coming in daily. And it all starts Wow, you're kind of mean. You put one game on Saturday, huh?
Yeah, it was a good game between Boise and Washington.
Okay, and then we're going to wait five more days, but he's mean. But we do need to have him in on Saturday.
That's the five-day NSAA moratorium for the bowl games.
We do need to have him in before Saturday. So if your entry is not in by 2:30 on Saturday when that game kicks off, then
or postmarked.
You're out.
They can be postmarked.
Yeah, no postmarks.
Yeah.
They're all emails.
Do people actually mail anything anymore? I don't know.
Yes, they do Christmas cards, and we love getting them, and we love the postal department.
Yeah, yeah.
A branch of the federal government recognizing this man right here to be the one and only Santa Claus.
There you go. There you go. And get that little stamp from the North Pole.
There you go, folks. Remember to get on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our poll question, can the Big East survive as a conference after its seven non-FBS schools leave? A lot of smart people out there. 95% say no.
I agree.
And who is your choice today for the NFL's most valuable player? Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Adrian Peterson, or other?
I think you take a look at the before and after with the Broncos. I think Peyton Manning's your MVP.
Adrian Peterson.
Well,
they'd be 2-12 without Adrian Peterson.
That's true too.
They've got good defense. I'll give you blah blah blah. But Adrian Peterson. I mean,
he's having a record kind of year. Yeah.
If he breaks Dickerson's mark, I hope he does.
I do too.
Especially if my fantasy football team can somehow get 5 points out of the New York Jets tonight. That's what we needed in that comeback last night. More Gostkowski field goals and extra points. You're in the lead. You're tied. It's just, anyway, vote ESPNSuperstation.com. It wasn't a horrible managing job, but the guys on the bench, Eric Decker.
Yeah.
PPR league.
Yeah.
Steven Ridley, I start him. He gets me 2 points. Good job, Danny Woodhead. But it's just weird. You just don't know. And then Mike Wallace and Miles.
I had such an awful year. And with one of my leagues, the one league I really probably paid the most attention to, we went to, and wrap your mind around this one, it is not based on your record. It is just total points scored. So I had a few injuries to a couple of my better players early in the year. I was like 80 points behind everybody after 3 weeks. I'm 2-1 and eliminated from the playoffs after 3 weeks. That was fun. That was great. A good time has had by all.
Luke Hoover will be back with us on Thursday from RotoWire. You can check him out anytime at rotowire.com to answer your fantasy football questions. So I usually don't talk about it on Monday, but I do need somehow 5 points out of the Jets defense. I need a defensive touchdown in the worst way, because if Chris Johnson runs all over him, I'm out of the league that I won the regular season.
I do have one rule when it comes to fantasy football. No Jets. Under any circumstances, no Jets. Can't do it. That's how much of a Dolphins fan I am. I can't have a Jet. I can live with the Patriots. I can live with the Bills. No Jets. Can't be done.
Nebraska recruiting news. Got one. Lost one over the weekend. Safety DJ Singleton. Now he doesn't want to go to Wisconsin since Brett Bielema left. He's going to come to Nebraska. And defensive back prospect Jonathan Cook is not going to come to Nebraska. He's going to go to Alabama. And tomorrow, Big David Neville is to make his announcement. It was tweeted by Josh Banderas last week that he's coming to Nebraska. But Alabama and Nebraska are among the final schools that he is trying to shoot for. And that will be an announcement tomorrow. UNK men are at Doan tonight for college men's basketball action. And also, Hastings College will be coming in tomorrow. Hastings men and women, you score 102, you're probably going to win a college game. Not the Hastings men. They fall 114-102 to the 10th-ranked team in the country. And Dane Bacon, 25 points. Brady Lallman, 23. The women, kind of like the Husker men, Hastings women couldn't throw it in the hoop over on Saturday. They fall 77-45, and they play at Tabor College down in Hillsboro, Kansas, tonight. Nebraska men, second straight, reality starting to set in. Second straight pitiful performance from the field, shooting 30% and losing to Oregon 60-38.
We had a conversation last week on the show about Nebraska basketball, and I said, boy, I like the direction they're going, how hard they play and all that stuff. And then you said, just as we went into break, that you didn't think they'd win 6 more games. And you know what? I think we're both right. I think Nebraska is so far down. We're heading in the right direction. We're getting better. I see light at the end of the tunnel. And I think we may not win six more games.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. Grand Island, we had Coach Mike Shadwinkle on last week. The Islanders prevail, and they actually roll Omaha Burke pretty good, 40-19, and win the Flatwater Fracas, the sixth annual edition, with 32 teams on hand on Friday and Saturday. And Kearney High finished fourth in that event. And the Husker women's basketball team, a winner yesterday over previously undefeated South Florida, 62-52. Tri-City Storm split their games over the weekend with Waterloo. They're 12-12-2 and hit the road to play Sioux Falls Friday and Fargo Saturday. And, of course, you can hear Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
There's such a logjam just above where the Storm are. They just need to get hot for a little while, pick up a few wins, and they'll be right back in the playoff race. There's just that big clump right above
them. I mean this
right
in the nicest way possible. The Storm have needed to get on a winning streak for 8 years. And I'm it's just the way it is. That's honesty. That's the way it is. And they had one hot streak already this season. But you're right. They get that hot streak, but then there's then they drop three in a row, and you need another hot streak. Right now, I like that they're splitting. Now they don't want to split on their home ice. I get that, but 12-12-2, and there's half the season to go. And they are surviving right now. They've never, the one time that I can remember that they've ever got out of the gate in good shape. So they're usually better after they come back from Christmas. For some reason, the first of the year, they tend to play good hockey.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, maybe that's where the streak comes in. But again, Coach Algie basically says, like it if they can split on the road and then defend your home ice. You do that, you're going to be in awfully good shape. And they're still in good shape if they start doing that right now.
Nate comes out of nowhere with an NBA question for you. Is the biggest surprise the Clippers, the Knicks' success, or the Lakers' inconsistency?
They were talking about this earlier. It's just a lot harder to be good than it is to be bad. It's just harder to do that. I wasn't overly happy with the moves that the Lakers made. I'm not a huge NBA guy, to be honest with you, but I think the Knicks, I didn't see this coming. I mean, I could see the potential for the Lakers struggling, but I didn't see the Knicks playing as well as they're playing right now. I'm going to go with the Knicks.
And I'm still on this Lakers. They just have too many people covering them. Just leave them alone. Now, D'Antoni may not be the answer here, and they may still yank him out and bring Phil in just so they can have somebody sitting on the bench. The Lakers are going to be fine. I've said it before. So they're not going to be the number one seed. Big deal. Do you want to play the Lakers in the playoffs?
Well, the way they're playing right now, I wouldn't mind that.
But 25 games, and we've got 57 left to go, they'll be fine.
They're not going to be able to implement the system as well as they want to without a training camp with D'Antonio's system. They're not going to be able to get it implemented effectively because there's no time to practice in the NBA. You're playing games every night and you're resting up. You know, the only time you have to really implement something is before you tip off your first game of the season. So I don't know if they're ever going to be the team that they potentially could be. I just don't think this is going to be the Lakers' year.
Oh, darn.
And I'm okay with that.
You can watch the Lakers. You can watch tonight's Monday Night Football. You can watch your favorite college bowl games, college hoops, whatever it is. The Chicken Coop is open for you 7 days a week, and they thank you for your business, and they're always happier around the holidays. There's just so much more cheer. Stop by after work, during lunch, whenever it is, with your coworkers, with your friends. Bring the family in. Get something to eat. They've got something on the menu for everyone. Maybe just a little appetizer, burger for the kids, a steak for you. Maybe you just get a big old pizza. It is so good at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. They have lunch specials Monday through Friday. Every Monday, it's the steak sandwich with any choice of a side item, only $6.99. The Chicken Coop also has their party rooms available if you've got a little bit bigger get-together. Reserve it today at the Chicken Coop where there's not a bad seat in the house. Kearney and Grand Island. Mitch Sherman from ESPN.com when we come back.
Hi, it's the Herd. Hey, Christmas is almost here. Now is the perfect time to send family and friends a gift that's going to brighten up their home with the spirit of the holiday. It's the traditional Christmas centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers.com makes every holiday table festive. It's hand-arranged by a local florist. And it's filled with roses, fresh lilies, carnations, and fresh Christmas greens, accented with a beautiful candle. I've got it. Absolutely beautiful. Perfect way to say happy holidays. Brightens up the room. For a limited time, 1-800-Flowers.com has a special offer for my listeners. order the traditional Christmas centerpiece, and you also get a free upgrade to a larger centerpiece. Cadets, more flowers for free, starting at just $29.99. Plus, it's available for same-day delivery. Don't wait. Order it now. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my...
Come on in, let the games begin!
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine continue across the area through the day today with a high temperature around 49. Winds out of the west will meanwhile stay at 5 to 10. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to a low of 26. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 34.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. A turkey and some mistletoe.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on the program for this Monday, 888-455-ESPN. Or you can email the program, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Mitch Sherman from ESPN.com going to join us in a moment. But while you kick back and relax this holiday season, do it in comfort because I saw pictures of snow. And I didn't know what that rain thing was on Friday night, but that was a
little freaky.
Cool.
That was a little freaky. I didn't know water did that.
Rain better than snow, by the way.
Yeah, you don't have to shovel rain.
Yeah, there you go. Folks, you're going to be inside more. At least we hope you are, and enjoying and listening to the radio and watching TV and just kicking back, maybe reading a book or the paper or hanging out with the kids. Do it in comfort while you're watching whatever or listening to whatever from great new furniture at Bruce Furniture. Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. The more you're indoors, the more you see how some of your furniture might need to be replaced and updated. And new furniture is the most inexpensive way to remodel your home. Plus, Bruce Furniture offers free delivery and, maybe the better part, they remove the old furniture from your home free of charge, and they'll do what you want. Maybe you want it taken to the office or the kids' dorm room. Maybe you just want it taken. Maybe it's junk. Maybe you want to take it to Goodwill. Maybe you want to take it to the auction. It doesn't matter. They're going to do whatever you want with it, and the selection is always just right for you. And the just right for you in-home guarantee, if it doesn't look like you thought it would in your home, they'll take it back and replace it with something that will look good in your home, because that is what they do at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. And since he's got all of his Christmas shopping done, Mitch Sherman from ESPN.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter on this Monday. Is that an accurate statement, Mitchell?
I think so. It seems things seem to be just trickling in the mail. Like, you know, I don't even remember I order these things, and they come, and I have to find somebody to gift it to. But I'll be heading out your way with the visiting the in-laws in central Nebraska not too many days from now. So I'm looking forward to some rest and relaxation.
Yeah, see, Randy, that's the one thing that I'm worried about now when I do my online shopping and start later this week, that it might not get here in time.
Well, you know, you have to check, see what the deadline is on each site. There's a couple of them, the 22nd, so you got a little time.
It's a little sketchy. I have to forward them to other addresses. Mitch, it's kind of a busy time because the coaches are just getting back to bowl practices with most of their team. And for Nebraska fans, obviously, they're just really kind of getting back after it. But they've been busy. They've been on the road trying to get kids to sign on the dotted line because the dead period is coming up. And then you pull up where Rivals has Nebraska's recruiting class right now, and it's 43rd in the country behind some programs like Iowa State and Rutgers and Utah. And Husker fans always go, well, we never have a big recruiting class like that anyway. Let's start with them. Where do you think they are? And I know a big one if Neville gives his commit tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, at this stage in the game, I don't think for Nebraska where it ranks in the on the list, and let's see, I'm looking at ESPN's list right now. It's with 16 commits, and that may be give or take one based off some activity of this weekend and how you consider a guy like DJ Singleton, who just moved over to Nebraska's list from Wisconsin, but of course was a 2012 class of 2012 prospect. ESPN's got Nebraska at 33 right now, one spot behind Michigan State, two spots behind West Virginia, three behind Wisconsin. It's incomplete. I wouldn't put a lot into it. And even in February, I don't know that I necessarily put a lot into where Nebraska finishes in the rankings. Recruiting is different at every school. Every school has different needs and different methods that it goes about recruiting. And for Nebraska, the biggest thing to me that it needs to do, and this is true at every school, in some ways, it rings a little more true at Nebraska, is finding the right fit for your system. And I mean that in that it's different perhaps at an Alabama or at a Florida State, because they can recruit the sheer amount of talent that it doesn't matter as much to have the right kind of fit. That's still important, and that's something that happens once those players are in the program with those coaches. But Nebraska, because of some of its limitations in recruiting and some of the way that it recruits the prospects that it goes after, it's more important to find guys who mesh with the coaches, who mesh with their future teammates, who fit the system, who fit the profile of the Nebraska program, than it is to find guys who are going to boost your national class ranking average.
Mitch, is that still being defined with Coach Pelini? I mean, he had to fill in so many gaps when he first came in here, and it just kind of was almost hodgepodge the first couple of years. Have we really kind of gotten an idea of what is really the Nebraska system under Bo Pelini?
Well, I think from a schematic standpoint, yes. I mean, Nebraska knows what it wants to do defensively, and I think we've seen over the last year and a half to 2 years that Nebraska knows what it wants to do offensively. That took longer, of course, than it should have taken, than we expected it to take on the offensive side of the ball, to find that identity, to find the types of players, to be able to define the kind of player that Nebraska wanted to recruit from an offensive point of view. And I think Nebraska is still struggling in some ways to evaluate and find the right kinds of players along the offensive line, which has just been such a source of frustration over the last, 8 to 10 years at Nebraska, with injuries and misevaluations and bad luck and poor development. This year, I think we saw some improvement on the field, but there are still a long ways to go as far as recreating that offensive line that Nebraska fans expect and coaches expect to be honest. I think under Bo Pelini now, there's been plenty of time. We're not in a situation now where it's a hodgepodge, as you mentioned. They're not trying to feel their way through this anymore, at least I would hope they're not. They know, or should know, exactly the kind of player that they want to get in this program on both sides of the ball.
Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter on this Monday. Mitch, last week we had Pete Roussel from CoachingSearch.com with us on the program, as a lot of the coaching vacancies across the country are getting filled in. And he made an interesting comment. He thought that there was going to be significant turnover in the NFL, which would trickle down to more coaches at big-time programs leaving at the end of this year. I just wondered, are you getting a sense of that we are not done in this coaching carousel?
Well, surely we're not done. There's always two rounds of it. There's always that's he's not telling us anything that we don't know. I mean, I think it's an interesting point, and I don't have the insight to be able to say, yeah, I agree that there's going to be more turnover in the NFL this year than an average year. Maybe so. I mean, I know what I hear on TV I know there's a lot of talk about a lot of different jobs, and there's a lot of talk also about college coaches like Chip Kelly and others who are going to factor into at least being candidates for some of those NFL openings. And the more college guys who are considered, then, yeah, the more it kind of restarts that carousel on the college. And things have slowed down from that initial burst of hirings and firings on the college side. It happens at the end of November and the first part of December, and then usually by the time you get to before the end of the year, around this time now, when that dead period kicks in recruiting, things have the music has stopped playing. The musical chairs are over, and people are back in their seats. But when the NFL season ends, when the playoffs start in the NFL, it all starts up again. And so, get ready. Yeah, I would agree. Get ready for I don't know how extensive it's going to be, but it's going to happen. Get ready for phase two of the college coaching movement. And you know, whether something trickles down to impact Nebraska or other programs in the Big Ten, you know, that's anybody's guess at this point. But yeah, it'll be interesting again, I'm sure, and there no doubt will be college coaches' names up for NFL jobs.
Well, obviously, Mitch, the coaching carousel is spinning very quickly, but I'm amazed how quick the conference carousel is spinning and almost spinning out of control. Do you have a sense of where we're going to go with all this movement with the Big East? I mean, is Creighton maybe going to be able to join a super mega basketball conference of Catholic schools from across the country? I mean, do you have any sense of what direction that's going to go?
I think Creighton's silence at this point speaks volumes. I think that there are some serious discussions being had, and this is just an educated guess on my point from my perspective. I think Creighton has an opportunity. The timing for Creighton is outstanding right now. If it is hoping to make a move into a bigger, more prestigious, high profile league that will up the profile of its basketball program. I mean, Creighton's in a good spot right now, where it is in the Missouri Valley and with its coach and having a star player who brings a lot of attention to the program, and the fact that all of that all of this realignment talk and the breaking off of the seven Catholic schools is happening at the exact moment that Creighton sits where it does is fortuitous for Creighton if it does have aspirations to move into that league. It would seem that it has more chips to play now than it ever has, and I think there are some discussions being had within that university, and you know, right now they're not saying anything, but I would think before too long in the next few months we'll know one way or the other. And I don't have a sense of what direction it's going to go. There are pros and cons, big time pros and cons on both sides of this thing for Creighton to stay where it is in a stable league, and you can't just think about basketball here. Of course, that drives the bus in this discussion. But there's a lot more to Creighton's athletic department and success throughout that department that would be hugely impacted by a move like that. But you know, basketball brings in the money, and basketball could bring in even more money if you're playing the likes of Marquette and Georgetown on a regular basis.
Could they compete, Mitch, over the long haul?
You know, I think Creighton has a city to recruit to in Omaha, an arena, and a program with a head coach that will stack up well against the other teams in that league. Is Creighton going to be head and shoulders above the rest of them in many areas in the way that it is in the Missouri Valley right now? Absolutely not. It's going to be middle of the pack. Creighton would become a completely different kind of program in a conference like that than it is in the Big East. But I don't see any reason why Creighton couldn't compete and improve the overall standing on the national level of this program, be able to compete for recruits that it doesn't get in the door with now. You certainly would be on TV more. You would be in playing in huge markets, and you would be bringing teams to Omaha that would really excite the fan base around here.
Mitch, do you get the sense whether or not this would be a nationwide conference, or would Creighton be the most furthest west team that would be in a conference like that? Is there any sense of where really the overall direction that conference might take?
Boy, I mean, it would just be a guess on my part. I mean, we're talking about speculation here. It's just things that I've read that you guys have read and your listeners have read too. But from most of it, from what I hear, you've got these seven schools that have split off from the Big East. I think there are some Atlantic 10 schools like Butler and Dayton, maybe Virginia Commonwealth, who would also get a look. And then a school like Creighton, maybe Xavier would also be involved. And if you add that up, then yeah, I mean, I haven't heard any school mentioned in this conversation that's located west of Omaha. So much like Nebraska in the Big Ten, you know, the San Diego of the Big Ten that Nebraska is, as John Cook likes to refer to it, Creighton would fill that same role in this hypothetical conference that really is just now in the infancy stages of its formation.
One thing that I noticed this morning while kind of looking through is I want to go back to the coaching real quick here with Mitch Sherman with us for the last minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Craig Bohl's name is popping up at maybe some interesting jobs, and it may even be linked to catching an interview at Wisconsin. How far-fetched would that be?
I would be surprised. You know, he's done a great job at North Dakota State, and I saw a little of their game against Georgia Southern the other night, and what exciting finish, exciting game. The thing that sticks out to me is, now Craig he's been around a while. He doesn't seem to be the kind of guy who is your hot young coordinator or even a hot young head coach that would be a candidate at a lot of places. Now, Wisconsin could be different because I think the profile of guy that Wisconsin is going to go after is going to be different than, you know, maybe an SEC job opening up, which I could never see him being a candidate for. Just because of perception. I'm not saying he couldn't do the job. I think he could do it really at any level. I mean, he's clearly grown a ton as a head coach over the last, 10 to 12 years, 10 years or so since he left Nebraska. You know, they've done amazing things to get to the, to move up from Division II to the FCS level at North Dakota State and be playing again for a national championship. I mean, you can see the excitement around that program just watching that game on TV. Those fans are into it, but it is a different level of football. You know, the speed with which they play, the power that they have, it's striking to watch the difference in the level of football between even that highest level of FCS and what happens at the FBS level. And I think because of that, as a result of that, the athletic directors should go out and make decisions on hiring head coaches for these high-profile vacancies are going to look for guys who have been coaching that kind of athlete over the last few years. I mean, that's why you don't see – there are great coaches at the high school level, at the junior college level, at the Division II and III level. I mean, look at the coaches like a guy like Lance Leipold at Wisconsin-Whitewater, who's done amazing things and won championships. And some of these guys, you never hear their names come up for those big-time jobs. You know, why don't they get their names in the conversation for NFL jobs? Because it's a completely different kind of football, and I don't know that Craig is going to be considered a candidate at many places because of that. Now, maybe he'll get in the mix at a place like Wisconsin because he's done well in the North and may have some connections that'll serve him well. I'm sure there's a Nebraska connection there too. That Barry Alvarez, some common friends. Maybe they're friends themselves. I don't know, but. It'll be interesting to watch, and it's definitely impressive. There's no doubt impressive what he's done up in North Dakota.
Scott Frost, what I understand, was a finalist for the Louisiana Tech head coaching job. Is that a name that's kind of beginning floated around, a Wood River native that might actually get a pretty good look?
For sure. Absolutely. I mean, look at what he's doing at Oregon. I think Scott has a lot of involvement with that Oregon offense. I mean, he's the receivers coach, I believe. But he's everybody who's associated with that Oregon offense right now. It's not just Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly gets the lion's share of the credit, and no doubt he's going to come up and be a candidate for NFL jobs here in a few weeks. But the people below him on that offensive staff, they deserve credit too. And I've heard nothing but good things about Scott and what his future holds. Now, the one question that I have heard is, does he want to have the spotlight shined on him the way it would be as a head coach at a big time program? I don't know that Louisiana Tech would fill that, would fit that description. But if he's interested in that and is a finalist for that and is somebody who's pursuing that job, then that says to me that he does want to take that step and become somebody who's willing to take on that spotlight and be in that spotlight and eventually get to a place where there are a ton of eyes on him, and he does have to fulfill a lot of obligations outside of coaching. If he's moving in that direction with his career, I think that would represent a little bit of a change in the way that he's thought about this over the last couple of years. And you know, it would be normal. That's the way most coaches want to go. Not many guys get into this business to be a position coach or to be a coordinator. Everybody, just about, in the end, has aspirations to be a head coach. And I would think Scott would ultimately be no different than that.
Well, Mitch, always appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for the insight, and we'll let you get back to your day. Have a great Christmas, and hopefully we can chat again soon in the new year.
All right. Would love to do it. Thanks for the time today, and happy holidays to you guys.
Take care, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Mitch.
Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com, of course, longtime with the Omaha World-Herald, had connections in covering Craig Bowl when he was at Nebraska and a variety of the other topics that we chatted about today. But, yeah. The Scott Frost thing kind of caught me off guard because he is not the man at Oregon, but could be somewhere. I mean, I'm not so.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't have to take that next step and be an offensive coordinator somewhere. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. But getting a head job at like Louisiana Tech, that would be, yeah, you're skipping a step. I mean, most head coaches are a coordinator somewhere first. That doesn't mean that it can't work that way. But generally, you're a coordinator for a while, and you take a look at the NFL, for instance. I mean, you recognize every offensive and defensive coordinator on every team because they used to be a head coach or are rumored to be a head coach in the future. I mean, so there is kind of a almost a ranking system that they kind of use there. So to go from being wide receivers coach, now if you're going to go from wide receivers coach to head coach, probably a high-profile offense like Oregon would be a program where that could happen. But I'm with you. That took me a little bit by surprise. Not that, you know, maybe he'd be a good candidate for an OC job somewhere.
I think he'll be good. I think that he is going to continue to be successful as he climbs the ladder. Mitch Sherman and all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK. How about a chicken sandwich or wrap today with those sweet potato fries, the perfect salty, sweet, savory addition to any meal at BK. Two locations in Kearney next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue and by Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. You can also visit your local BK in North Platte, Lexington, and Cozad. Why does Bill and Carney want to hear the 12 Days of Christmas old school style? Man,
he's got some time on his hands if he's doing that.
I thought we'd buried the old Doug and Matt 12 Days of Christmas. We may have to dig that out. We'll be back after this.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
This week, my Target shopping list is full of...
Awesome! Beats headphones!
And I'm also saving on...
The 60-inch Sharp TV! Oh, honey!
And...
Oh my gosh! A Wii U!
Because this year, I'm saving big at Target.
Yes!
And that's huge.
Dream big, save bigger at Target. Get Beats Solo headphones for only $199.99. Use your Target debit or credit red card to save an additional 5% on all electronics and get free shipping at Target.com. See program rules in store for 5% red card discount restrictions.
And now, another smash hit from Flo. Progressive Mobile is always with you, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo.
With Progressive Mobile, you can buy and manage a policy from your phone, yeah.
It goes wherever you go, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo. Ooh, yeah, well, don't call her Mary, don't call her Jo. Her name is Mary Jo, and she's invisible.
Progressive Mobile. Insurance made easy. Visit progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way before the holiday break on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. On Classic Hits 98.9 Saturday night, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Pleasanton as the Bulldogs welcome in Wilcox-Hildreth at 6. Then on Monday night, the Minden Whippets will host Boone Central Newman Grove. And on Tuesday, the Axtell Wildcats travel to Kennesaw. It's all on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
We'll see some sunshine continue across the area through the day today with a high temperature around 49. Winds out of the west will meanwhile stay at 5 to 10. Tonight with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to a low of 26. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 34.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I want to thank everyone for joining us on the program today. And remember, 1 week here to get your bowl selections in. And you can find the entry form on our website. That's the only place that you're going to find it, our Facebook page and our website. It's all the same thing at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Our bowl selections are up, and then you email your selections to us, and Jeffrey's going to make a big, huge sheet, and we will give away plenty of prizes, including a grand prize from Russell's and Big Daly's Deli and so many more things out there. So I'm fired up, and of course, we'll make our selections later on this week. There will not be a Doug and Daddy show next Monday. Woohoo! I guess we actually get a half a day off, I think. I don't know. Maybe there will be Monday. I got to check. I don't know what's going on. Should we have a show Monday?
I'm not sure. I won't be here.
Okay. Well, you're not gonna be here.
I'll be in the Scottsbluff.
Oh
God.
Visiting
some family. Yeah.
Oh, again. You know what? Here's what I say about Scottsbluff. It's not bad once you get there.
Yeah.
It's just a long drive, man. It's a long drive, especially in the winter. The high school wrestling rankings updated today in classes A and D. They do it every other week. In D, Pender is number one. Amherst is number two, and Amherst coach Tyler Herman does the rankings. Plainview, East Butler, and Maxwell round out the top five, and Palmer sets at number seven. Individuals that are number one early in this season: Tyler Bailey of Sutton at 113. A host of kids from Pender. Did he rank the whole team number one? Cordell Glaus of Palmer is number one at 152 pounds. Stuart Hercock of Amherst is number one at 170 pounds. Then in Class A, Grand Island coming off the win at the Flatwater Fracas is number one. Omaha Burke number two, followed by Millard South, Omaha North, and Kearney. Rounding out the top five individuals that are ranked number one include Nolan Laux of Hastings at 106 pounds, Dante Rodriguez of Grand Island at 120 pounds, Matt Bolin of the Islanders at 132 pounds. Ranked number one, Trey Schlender of Kearney. He's number one at 182, and Chase Reese of Grand Island is number one at 195 pounds. So there you go. That's your update for today. And we will have more to talk about tomorrow with some special guests. Again, I think we've touched on everything today. Nebraska had their banquet on Friday night, and they had their captains for the year named Rex Burkhead, Will Compton, Taylor Martinez, Baker Steinkuhler, and Brett Maher. Of course, Maher, the special teams MVP of the team this year. Taylor Martinez was named the overall team MVP and the offensive MVP. Will Compton was named the defensive MVP. I find that a little strange, but good kid. There's nothing wrong with Will, but I would have thought maybe one of the secondary guys would have picked that up. Numerous awards were out, and the lifter of the year, Amir Abdullah and Justin Jackson. After practice Friday, Coach Pelini did say that Justin Jackson and Baker Steinkuhler, both injured in the Iowa game, did not play in the Big Ten Championship, will not play in the bowl game either. High school basketball tonight, wear your orange to Minden as the Whippets take on Boone Central Newman Grove. It's all about pediatric cancer research. Also, the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament tonight. Pleasanton plays Arapahoe. Bertrand takes on Ravenna. So wherever you're at, Central Catholic's playing Blue Hill. Gibbon is in action tonight at Silver Lake. Harvard, Axtell, some of the area games. Folks, I want to thank you for joining us. Mitch Sherman of ESPN.com, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.